Studio 360.
I chose to use an undisclosed studio to focus on the task of embedding in a single painting all the mindless, radical, and dangerous atrocities of the Obama administration.
That declaration comes from a 2012 video by a painter named John McNaughton describing a work of his called Obamanation. McNaughton made his name as a protest artist during the last administration. His depictions of President Obama stepping on the Constitution, burning the Constitution, smiling as he looks out over a wrecked America, sold well and were widely shared online. But before any of that happened, John McNaughton was earning a living selling landscapes and religious scenes until 2008.
You know, I got the idea for a painting called One Nation Under God during the 2008 election. And, you know, I spent about 6 months gelling on it, thinking about it. And I finally said, I've got to paint this. I don't care if anybody even has any interest in it, but I'm going to do it. And then it went on and went viral online amongst some people that were against the painting. And then from there, you know, at first I thought, oh, great. You know, this isn't what I want. I'm not an activist.
Yeah.
And then the tides turned and then the support became overwhelming. And so I learned what it felt like to be an activist artist.
Right. For I understand. And for listeners who may not know the painting, it's in Washington and Jesus is at the center, I guess, holding a copy of the Constitution. And around him are past presidents back to the 19th century, and then just a group of modern Americans. But it's basically one nation under God with Jesus sort of, I don't know, sanctifying the Constitution.
Well, yeah, and it was a very personal painting when I did it. The idea is that I believe that the Constitution was divinely inspired, not that he wrote the Constitution.
And, you know, we could spend an hour talking about how divine – not how divinely inspired it is, but how whether or not the founders were religious and most of them weren't very.
There's so much that you could be talked about.
Yeah. So basically then you suddenly had a big new audience, and so you thought like, whoa, there's a demand for this kind of realistic, politically activist work from the right, and I'm going to meet that need. Is that how it went?
I was surprised by the reaction to the painting, but we were still selling a lot of our landscape and religious art, and I have to make a living, and honestly, a lot of the political paintings I do, I don't really make a lot of money at it, although I have been surprised. I mean, I one time did a painting of Obama burning the Constitution.
Right.
You know, it was one of those days where I really want to make a statement. I really want to say how I feel.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have any intention of that painting ending up anywhere. But I painted it. I posted it on Facebook. It went super viral, got picked up by Drudge Report, on and on and on and on. And then I sold a ton of them.
Reproductions of that picture.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, where do people hang this? You know, they're not going to hang it above their couch.
Good
question. Not going to hang it in their bathroom. But I think, a lot of people buy art because it makes a statement about what they believe.
Yeah.
It's a very emotional thing.
Yeah. So. Same reason they wear T-shirts and stuff, I guess.
There you go.
Over the years, I've talked to lots and lots of artists of various kinds, mostly people of the left, because that's what most artists
that's
are.
What most of them are.
Yeah, exactly. So, and often when the subject of political art comes up, I am skeptical. I have been skeptical. Like, if you start off with a political idea you're trying to make, and that's why you do art, it doesn't necessarily do justice to the politics or the art. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, that's sort of the idea that's common among the art elite and the establishment, is that there are certain things that you don't do as an artist. You know, you don't mix politics and religion, for example. But art is meant to create an emotion.
Right.
And what can create an emotion more than when you mix something that is so agitative to so many people? You know, and you look at some of the most famous paintings in history, and a lot of them were very connected to politics. These artists, you know, like Picasso and
for
Goya,
sure.
and some of the ones,
Guernica
yeah, they were
great.
Very political.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very political. And even Da Vinci and Michelangelo, they had their personal thoughts.
Right.
And so I'm not straying too far away from that, except that I am an anomaly in the art world because
yes,
of
are.
My positions and the way I paint. I'm kind of breaking all the rules and really agitating a lot of people. I mean, I hear what the art critics say.
Right. Your painting of The Forgotten Man, which has gotten a lot of attention, shows right. this ordinary guy unhappily morose on a bench in Washington, D.C., I guess despairing. All the past presidents are standing behind him. And mm-hmm. off to the side, there's then President Obama with his back turned and his foot on the Constitution. Now, you said that you had no intention to make that about race. It was just about whole small government and constitutionalism
right,
and all that.
Right.
But
not like, everybody looks at everything through the lens of race.
Well, no, but there's one black guy in this picture of the 40 odd, and it's him. And he's causing the problem. I mean, you see how people can say,
I can see how they do, but isn't it kind of, I mean, I see it as a silly argument because, hey, he's the first black president that we've had. But, you know, if you see the world through, you know, there's racism problem and that, you know, if that's on the tip of your mind, then you will decipher this painting as something racist.
Speaking of your painting, The Forgotten Man, which, by the way, was a phrase popularized by FDR during the Depression, here is Donald Trump striking that very chord in his victory speech after the November election.
Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
So, John, when you heard that, did you feel there was a relationship between who Trump was talking about and to and your painting?
Well, I think that Trump noticed something that was happening during the election, and that a lot of people who didn't normally come out and vote were responding to his campaign. And it's interesting because, you know, I've become good friends with Sean Hannity, who buys my paintings. And I've been talking to him.
How many paintings has he bought?
Quite a few. I won't say exactly.
Really? Like six?
More, but I'll tell you this, you know, I've been talking to him about that Forgotten Man painting and how important it was that I felt like it represented this time in history from our standpoint. And he started talking about my painting on his radio show.
One guy that I really like because of the themes of his work is my friend John McNaughton. His signature painting is called The Forgotten Man. This is what this election was about for me.
And Donald Trump, in his acceptance speech, mentioned the forgotten man and woman. It's interesting that it's all kind of tied together like that.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that the name and the painting and its and what it was trying to express actually affected people? Because, as you say, it went viral on the internet.
Well, if I had called the painting The Man on the Bench, probably wouldn't have had
yeah.
the same
yeah.
effect.
Yeah.
So, you know, it felt like the right title.
Yeah. Or the beleaguered white dude, I guess you
yeah. yeah, I mean the title really captured, you know, the feeling of what it represented.
So, I know that for lots of comedians, artists of various kinds of people in the media during the Obama administration, it's like, whoa, what are we supposed to do? You know, our guy is president. We love him. Now that Donald Trump is in, are you going to like shift more to, you know, strictly religious and landscape pictures and like leave politics out of it?
I don't know. It's hard to imagine myself not doing political art. I always paint the things that I'm the most interested in. And if Trump does something that I see as, hey, that bothers me. I don't like that. I need to say how I feel about it. Sure, I'll paint something.
And I can't wait to see that painting, John McNaughton, and have you back on the show to talk about it.
Okay.
That was the painter John McNaughton.